Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Hot Topics from the Soul with your host, Dr. Valerie N. Parker, businesswoman, author, speaker, and life coach. Dr. Parker is the president of Arise by VMP, which is a speakers bureau and public relations company. She is also the visionary and founder of the Soul of a Woman Foundation that brings awareness to domestic violence and children living in single-parent homes. Hot Topics from the Soul is a virtual lifeline to the community, discussing social and political issues, relationships, finances, motivation, and inspiration. For information regarding products, services, and resources, visit www.fromthesoulofawoman.com. That's www.fromthesoulofawoman.com. Ladies and gentlemen, I now present to you your host, Dr. Valerie Parker.
Good evening and welcome to Hot Topics from the Soul. I'm so delighted to be back with you. I'm sorry that you missed us last week. Shirley and I were out of the country, but we're back. We're back. I missed it being here with you, and thank you all so much for reaching out and checking to make sure everything was okay. But have a full schedule coming before the year is out, and I just want to, you know, give reverence and acknowledge the individuals that lost their life in Paris this past weekend. It was a tragedy, and we must get back to the basics, as the Word of God says, that those people that are called by His name, the chosen of God, will humble themselves and pray and intervene not only for ourselves, but for our family and our extended family and our allies. And, you know, so let us be mindful of those around us in everyday situations and what we do, because what happens out there is also subject to happen right here in the land of the free, the USA. And make sure you pray for our president. He's an extreme attack. Rather, you voted for him enough. He is the commander in chief, and we must protect him. We must strengthen him, and we must encourage him, because he is in charge of our country and our nation, and he needs to be able to function with a clear mind, and so that we can continue to be the strongest force on the planet. Well, tonight, we are going to be talking to Despina Blocker. She's married to Virgil, and they have a nonprofit, a 501c3, called Teens Drivers Alert. Despina, are you there?
I am.
How are you?
I am great. Thank you. Thank you for having
me. I'm so excited about this show because, you know, we have more teens behind the wheels than ever before. There used to be a time where you would only see someone, a child, a teenager or so behind the wheel if they were, you know, getting driving lessons for their from their parents and stuff. But now so many teens are employed and able to buy their own cars because they have to get to work and get to school. And I applaud those students that are tuned in tonight that, you know, are on your hustle. You want to make something of yourselves, and you got a job and you're trying to get an education. So I applaud you for your fight to be a productive individual in society. Well, Despina, you founded Teens Drivers Alert. How old is this company?
It was founded actually in 2013. I came on in January of 2015 of this year.
Okay.
Originally in Michigan. And
what made you come up with this? Why did you create this 501c3?
There are a few things that we ultimately want to do. We are using Teens Drive Alert and the proceeds from this product to fund a larger vision. It's called Youth for Change, and CHANGE is an acronym for Christ Helping Advance Neighborhoods Through Growth and Education. But Teens Drive Alert's focus is on the teen safety, teen safe driving issue.
Okay, so what is it exactly? Because we have a lot of organizations, you know, like Moms Against Drunk Drivers, you know, different nonprofits such as like that, and Moms of Slain Children. What set this apart, and what exactly is the product that you have?
Okay, well, our goal is to be that point person. A lot of times you've got your state agencies, and then you've got your national agencies that put out awareness campaigns and such, but oftentimes because of their limited resources, they're not able to actually get this information into the hands of the parents and the teens. And so what we've decided to do is partner with them and be that connection point and be that arm kind of extension to where the actual materials get into the hands of the parents and the teens. And so we actually pound the pavement and are in the schools talking with the parents and talking with the students as well. The device, we actually sell a device that prevents cell phone use while driving. So,
okay, what is the device?
It's a device that basically goes on your windshield, and it's powered by the sun, and it blocks, once the car goes in motion, it will basically shut down your cell phone. It eliminates the ability and the temptation to text, to email, or surf the web while you're driving. So as soon as the car goes in motion, it goes into safe mode, and those functions are disabled. Once you've been sitting at a stoplight for a certain amount of time, it will come back alive, and you will be able to check a message or whatever. But as soon as you go back in motion, it shuts down again. So that's
one of the main features. Okay, so this is a device that is a portable device.
Yes. Mm-hmm. It
so stays you can
in the
take
car.
It in and out of the car.
Well, it gets mounted into the car. I always tell people, because people have asked me, can we move the device from car to car? And I told them, you know, if you want to, like, maybe put a little Velcro strip instead of the adhesive that's there, you can do that, so that way you can make it portable. It by design is not portable, but certainly can be very easily made portable if you so desire.
How big is this device?
I don't know. I know you're in Florida as I am. It is about the size of the old SunPass, and mine sits right next to my SunPass. So it's actually hidden behind your rearview mirror, so you don't even see it when you're sitting in your driver's seat. But it's mounted to the glass, to your windshield. And it actually talks to an app on your phone. So you download the app on your phone, you have the device in your car, and they talk to one another.
Is that for anyone that gets in the car?
You would have to configure them to talk to one another. So the really great thing is... for example, I pretty much am the only one that drives my car. So my device is configured with my phone, so other people sitting in my car can use their phones without an issue. There's also a feature where if I did happen to have multiple people's phones configured with that device in the car, the device actually senses who the driver is, and you can set it to where only the driver is affected. So if the phone is moving over under the driver's side of the car, it'll come back active. But as soon as it moves to the driver's side, it'll go to safe mode.
Wow, that's a pretty neat device. And, you know, everyone has a passion why they get behind certain products. And it's unfortunate that a lot of organizations are set up based on a tragedy or something that's been experienced by someone, just like my non-profit from the Soul of a Woman was set up because I'm a survivor of domestic violence. So, and, you know, Shirley, my co-host, her non-profit Against All Odds is she's a 2-time breast cancer survivor. So what was it that caused you to incorporate or have the desire for a project such as this?
Well, for me personally, well, my husband founded this company because he has been a youth minister for many, many years. And so his heart really is for the teen population. And so when he found this device and realized that the statistics are what they are when it comes to that, it is the number one driving and car crashes is the number one cause of death amongst American teenagers. And so that's why he set up this company. When I came along, I am so impressed by the technology and the fact that, you know, even I personally as a mom, I have a 5-year-old, and I remember thinking years before I was exposed to this product, I remember thinking, you know, texting thing is really, really distracting and it's very dangerous. And I would hate to think that I would ever be the reason and my carelessness or my lack of attention would ever cause harm to my child or anybody else. And I used to tell myself, oh, I'll put my phone in my glove compartment, or oh, I'll put it in my trunk, or I'll leave it in my purse. And I never did. And so I love that this device keeps me honest, keeps us all safe, and I'll never have to have that moment where I regret, oh my gosh, I texted it, I thought it was just going to be 2 seconds, and somebody got hurt, or even worse, killed. So that was kind of what made me say, wow, this is something.
Well, you know, truth will set you free. Because, you know, I am on my phone all the time. I'm always running to appointments and you know, trying to finish this contract, and connecting with people are not always easy because I deal with people all over, national and international, and sometimes the time zones are different, and they do catch me in my car. And so what would you say, like people like me,
mm-hmm.
that are driving, but I have my phone connected to my car over the speakerphone, so I'm not, you know, I have it on surround sound.
Right, on hands-free. The device actually allows you to receive hands-free calls, so the parents can choose, do I want my teen to be able to receive hands-free calls or not? I have my device set to receive them because I, too, have them come through my speakers. And there's a white list that allows you to say, well, no phone calls from so-and-so will always come through. But I think, you know, phone call, they say, statistics say that the hands-free is still very dangerous. But, I mean, this particular device does not block your hands-free phone calls. But it does keep you off that email, and it does keep you off that text. And I think emailing and texting take your eyes off the road, whereas a phone call, your eyes are still on the road. Your attention may be, you know, divided, but your eyes are on the road at least.
Okay, so. Because, you know, like I said, truth would set me free. If you were going to get at me, then I would have to succumb because, you know, we do things not realizing the severity of it.
Absolutely.
So, you know,
and
that's
I
why I was
too.
Like, okay, what about that situation? Because there are always in on the news tragedies with teens driving, whether it's drinking and driving, whether they were influenced by drugs or just distracted
mm-hmm.
by the phone.
Mm-hmm. And what's so
and you know, it's not just
when...
teens, Despina, because
that's right.
I know you know, driving on 95, and this lady just shot by us. We were driving mm-hmm. the kids and going somewhere. I think we were going to church. And just like, seemed like minutes later, we saw that same young woman underneath an 18-wheeler.
Oh, my goodness. Yes. Oh, that's the thing. And the thing is, you think, it doesn't click, and this is why the awareness piece of this is so important. Just merely having the conversation about it all of a sudden brings it to the forefront of your mind, and so you're more conscious of it. And just taking your attention off the road for a couple of seconds can make such a huge difference. And I mean, there are, I've seen being in this, you know, having this focus and working with this platform, I have seen stories of, you know, little girls, you know, being in the street and someone just looking down for 2 seconds to text and running over small children and just things like that, that are just, you just don't want to be the cause of something like that, because you're doing something that's almost second nature now. I think in our world today, and the reason why it's so important for teens too, is because the teen generation that's coming up now grew up with smartphones, really. And now with social media being such a, just part of our existence and our culture right now, kids are always on their phones, and the adults are almost as bad. So it's just great, I think, to have a device like this that can keep you honest. I think sometimes we don't realize how much we do this until we're being blocked from it, and then you're like, wow, man, I was doing that more than I really thought. So,
yeah. Yeah, I like the fact that you said it's kind of what do you call a reminder piece, mm-hmm. to remind you of what you're doing, and it's a, like a little black box, almost like the mm-hmm. speed pass. So it's something that you'll be able to notice while you're sitting behind the steering wheel, and be a constant reminder. But you said it disables the phone while you're driving to receive any text or email.
Your phone actually gets a screensaver across the front of it. So you won't be able to see the device because it's actually hidden behind your rearview mirror. But if you go to look down at your phone because you think you're going to do something with it, it's going to remind you that it's in safe mode. And you're going to get a screen that says, safe mode. And you know that if you click the button, it's not going to let you do anything.
Oh, okay. Thanks for bringing mm-hmm. clarity to that. Now, what website can they go to find out information regarding this?
It's teensdrivealert.com, so it's TEENS, drivealert.com. And there's a little video on the bottom that actually talks about what it does and doesn't do, and we've got some deeper product detail information on the site as well for people who really like the nitty-gritty details. We also have resources. There's a few other features about this that is particularly great for parents of teens. There's a GPS, what do we call a trip tracker, and it will actually give you a map of where the car has traveled from ignition on to ignition off, and it stores every single one of those trips, and it'll give you what we call a driving score and a phone score. And on the driving score, it'll tell you if there's excessive speed, excessive braking, different driving habits that really should be deterred, and it'll report that back so parents can see that and help coach their teens to safer driving. So it's not just...
Wow, that's excellent.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And there's no additional monthly charge for that GPS tracker. It's just included. Our price for the device is a one-time fee, and then that's it. It's yours.
Wow, that is absolutely amazing. So you're actually an entrepreneur by trade.
I am now. I started out in corporate America and knew that it wasn't going to be for me long term. So I always kept my mind open and my options open, and to see what other opportunities might work well for me.
Yeah, I guess I was pretty much the same way too. You know, I always had jobs, and you know, try to find ways. But in the midst of that job, I was always looking for more.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Mm-hmm.
I know people shy away from MLM, which is called multi-level mm-hmm. marketing. People shy away mm-hmm. from things like that, saying, oh, you're looking for a quick fix. But you can actually make some money. I actually made a lot of money doing multi-level marketing products, et cetera. And And I held down a job also while I was doing it until I built up my finances where it superseded my 9-to-5 job. So
right.
This product that you have is not an MLM, right?
Correct. Correct.
This is just a device that is the sole purpose is for the 501c3 to actually save the lives of teens.
Absolutely. And we do actually have fundraiser opportunities. So, for example, we have a couple of high schools that have chosen to partner with us because they think this device is great. And we actually give them a little package that allows them to give a portion of our proceeds back to the school.
Oh, okay. That's great. So do you do workshops and seminars?
Right. Well, right now I go in and just work with mostly the PTSOs that I've been working with. So as I go from – I've been working in the high school. So as I go from high school to high school, we meet with their student advisory committees and the PTAs, PTSAs, and just share – basic information with them, as I mentioned before. So for us, it's awareness and prevention. So on the awareness side, we take a lot of the materials that come from the Florida Department of Highway Safety and Motor Vehicles and take that information into the schools, talk with them. We have some connections with the Florida Highway Safety and Motor Vehicles. They actually have a program called Drive with Care. And so we help them make the connections with the schools because a lot of times the funding will only allow them to reach that what they consider the heavily impacted counties. And believe it or not, and this is the part that kind of just doesn't sound quite right, Orange County is one of the top 5 largest school districts in the nation. And they don't fall on the radar of this group or fall within the reach of this group because of funding reasons. And I think the ranking is based on population density and the number of teens in the area. And I think there just are so many adults driving on the roads that those numbers get diluted. And so we have been able to step in and bridge that gap and connect Orange County with these programs that are out and available. And I think Dade County also is one of those, Broward and Dade County are counties that are not on that radar, but my goodness, there's a lot of teens on the road in those counties. So, you know, we're just trying to do what we can to bridge some of those gaps in the areas that we see the need.
Well, you know, you say there's a lot of teens on the road and you have this information and this technology to save their lives, but where would the teen find your information? Because a lot of parents are not involved in their children's daily practices of driving. Once they get their own car, then it's basically like, you know, you're on your own.
Well, I had a conversation with a mom today who's the PTSA president of one of the high schools here in Orange County. And her daughter's actually getting a car on Friday, and she gave me a call, and she said, oh, my goodness, she's about to go on the road, and I want to make sure I get my device before she gets the keys to the car. She's like, will you be able to get the device to me before the end of the week? And so that's the kind of response we're getting from parents who really just – this will give them such peace of mind knowing that their kids are – that phone is locked down, that they're going to have that GPS. The benefit of that GPS tracker and also that driving score that's kind of be their eyes and ears when their teen is driving and they're not in the vehicle with them. So
yeah, because you said it tracks their speed, so that parent will be able to read out and see that they are flying through communities.
They can get a text message if
highway.
They drive over a certain speed.
Really?
Yeah, it's pretty great. Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, it's It's really great.
Wow, it's interesting.
So, and if they try
so
to,
they can
yeah.
go. So they can go to teensdrivealert.com to find out information about how to get it and to order it, and how that they can share with their friends in the community. And do you welcome, you know, moms getting together and having meetings and having their children involved with the meeting there, so that they can learn firsthand what this product is and why it's important to have it? Because we're
Absolutely.
Not trying to just save them. We're trying to save ourselves, too.
That's right. Well, and, you know, that's the thing, too. We've been really trying to encourage parents. You know, your kids follow your example. And so, you know, take the lead in your family. Get your device. Put a device on your car. So even if your kids aren't of driving age yet, get a device and show them that you're being responsible, you're making responsible decisions, and that they should follow suit. And they will. So, but we absolutely will work with moms groups. Absolutely.
Oh, that is awesome. Now, getting back to more learning more about you, who you are, because I'm sure the listening audience want to know more about Despina. You know, you being a woman, and they know. On this show that I like to highlight and point out individuals that are doing great and powerful things, because we're all queens and we impact somebody's life all the time, rather for the good or for the bad. So tell us a little bit about who you are, and, you know, I understand that you are a survivor.
I am. My background, I am a native Floridian. My parents are both of Greek descent. In my personal life, have been married multiple times. And I know because
multiple
of the experiences.
Times?
Yes, ma'am. Because of the experiences that I have had in my life, women's issues, and the heart of a woman, and what we go, what we live, is very important to me. You know, when you get to the other side of something, it's now your responsibility to help others get to the other side. And I kind of joke around and say that my first husband, I got married, but he didn't. So I know what it is to face that type of betrayal. And that's one of those things that really, the impact of that, until you've experienced it, many people just have no concept of really how deep that runs. So that was my first experience. My second experience was the DV situation. And I think part of entering into that situation came as a result of the brokenness that I was still left with after that first relationship. And I always say that broken people make busted decisions. And it's true. And every time I look at my son, who was a product of that marriage, I just think God's grace is so huge, because he is the most beautiful, wonderful, sharp, loving, fun bundle of boy you will ever meet. And I just look at him and say, I may have made a busted decision to enter into that union, but this child is evidence that God causes all things to work together for the good, and that you can make a bad decision, but God can turn it into something beautiful. So that's part of it.
Well, that's awesome. You know, I thought it was important for you to share, to let people know that you really have a heart, that you've gone through some things, and you know what it is to suffer loss or be broken, being mm-hmm. hurt, and that's what this is all about here, saving
mm-hmm.
hearts. You know, my slogan is Reaching Hearts and Empowering Lives, and that's what I strive to do here on every show. Mm-hmm. I try to bring guests that someone can identify with and say, hey, you know, if they made it, I can make it. You know, they've gone
Absolutely.
Through something and they've done something, because a lot of people, when they go through situations in life, they fold up and,
Mm-mm.
you know, they kind of blend in the crowd and live
Mm-mm.
defeated lives, thinking that whatever
Mm-hmm.
vision or purpose that was for their life, that it's over just because you experience a tragedy. But, you know, it's just a setback.
That's right.
It doesn't mean that you have to stop. I posted and said on my Facebook wall that if I had my life to live over, I wouldn't change anything, because it's made me
Mm-hmm.
who I am. You know, and I'm sure that all of that are listening to this radio show and follow me each week, I thank you for that, because it's because of you that I'm here, and because of you that are listening, still standing strong and in your power, you're able to transform somebody's life. So it is my goal that everyone that comes on Hot Topics from the Soul will get something to take away and say, I think I will do this, or thanks for that information. I'm going to try that. I'm going to do that. Life is not over because you had a hiccup or a bump in the road. Delays are not denials for the future and the plan and the will of God for your life.
That's right.
It's just a small setback.
I had a little victory post today because of some things that I have been working through with the Lord. And my post said, God is faithful, run to him. He is your refuge. Love conquers all. Truth and light prevail. And the enemy of our souls is no joke, but he's no match for the love. Praying supportive loved ones and a child of God who knows their authority in Christ and has the discernment to fight off lies with the truth. And I said, keep pressing in, people. Victory is assured. Thank you, God, 3-in-1. You are worthy to be praised. And it's just the truth. When you know your authority and you know what Jesus has purchased for you, and you walk in that and you own that, you will rise above and conquer.
Yeah, you know, the Word of God says that children are an inheritance of the Lord, which means he holds them dear to his heart. So this project, Teens Drive Alert, is right on point, right on task, because of the fact that they're our next. They're not the Generation X. They are our next. They are our next
right.
in power. They're our next for greatness. They're our next that will turn around and ultimately take care of us. They're our next president, governors, lawyers, doctors, policemen. They are our next teachers, our next educators. So it's up to us as parents to protect who they are until they're able to protect who they are.
Absolutely.
So in Teens Drive Alert, once individuals, purchase the
mm-hmm.
item from you,
mm-hmm.
What's the next step for those that want to get more and want to educate their children? Because it seems like something like that, being that it's a nonprofit, that there'll be mm-hmm. ongoing relationships because of this.
Yeah. They can sign up for a newsletter. We also have some resources on our website that link to the various sources of teen driver safety information. We actually have, there's one particular booklet that I feel is especially valuable for parents that are working with their teens and going through the kind of coaching process with their teens on driving. And it's on our website under the resources tab, and it's the printed materials, and it's a booklet. It's a nice little handy, very to the point, very practical, just what you need to know type of a booklet to help you get your child familiar with the car itself, with some of the kind of pre-driving things that you need to know. Where's your spare tire located? Like a little checklist of, you know, what do they need to know about this vehicle before they get into it? And then all the way through to a log that'll allow them to keep track of, you know, have I taught them the different skills? Have they been driving in these different types of weather conditions? That type of thing, just to help parents who may not know where to start. You know, the driving, they do it every day, but they were actually taught many, many, many years ago oftentimes. And so it gives them something practical that they can use through the driver training process with their teen. So I don't know if that was what you're referring to, but that's one of the things that we have that's available.
Okay. Do you, like, where they have driving classes affiliated with the schools and stuff, do you partner with them so that they can have this device in there while they're doing the trainings with kids in driver's ed?
Right. Well, in Orange County, actually, they have eliminated the driver's ed program. We were actually on the news I think it was last week or the week before, speaking on that very topic, that the county has defunded driver's ed. And so how are these kids supposed to get that hands-on practice and coaching? Sometimes parents aren't comfortable coaching their kids to drive, and it's helpful for them to have somebody from the outside coach. And the price of a private session is often prohibitive. I mean, people, it's tough to afford. So the Florida Sheriff's Association actually has a program called the Teen Driver Challenge, and it's a little weekend activity that they have, and they give you hands-on. They teach you how to recover from certain situations, because one of the big problems in crashes is people overcorrecting. And so it helps the teens learn how to get out of a situation they might find themselves in, and it helps build their confidence behind the wheel. So we actually have a link to that on our website as well under the resources tab.
Okay, and that would be teens with an S, drivealert.com.
Correct.
Okay, how far do you think something like this will go as it relates to the community? Because as I said at the top of the show, we have always on the news once, twice, at least once a day, where we see a tragedy has taken place.
I mean, we're hoping to
take this. How viable or important is this?
Well, we're hoping to take this nationwide. I mean, in states like, I believe Maryland, it's a primary offense. It carries jail time. It can carry jail time. I mean, it's very, very, it's taken very seriously in some states, and it's increasingly being taken more and more seriously as more and more people are affected by it and start to speak out about the issue. And, you know, frankly, like I was saying earlier, the generations that are coming up now are so much more glued to their phone than every group before them. So the problem is not going to get better. It's going to get worse until everybody decides that it's not an acceptable behavior. So I just hope my hope is that it won't take as long as seatbelts have taken to catch on and be enforced. And because, you know,
your goal
is such a dangerous
thing.
For it
to be something mandatory.
Oh, I'd love to see it, just this overall behavior of cell phone use while driving, smartphone use, I should say, just be stopped, because it's so dangerous. And the more videos I watch and the more exposure I have to people who have been affected by this, the more disturbing it is. So it's a serious, serious thing.
Where can you find it now, as if they didn't want to go on your website? Are there in any local stores?
Not that I'm aware of. you know, it's I mean, I know it's very easy to make a purchase online with us. It's really a 1-2-3 thing. Credit cards, we accept all major credit cards, PayPal.
But you do set up at different trade shows regarding this information.
We have set up at a sheriff's fleet conference recently. So there are times that we take it on the road like that. Really what we're focusing on, getting into the markets and the schools in the Central Florida area. It's kind of a starting that ripple from there. And, you know, our hope is as those parents see how great it is, they'll share with their friends and word of mouth will balloon out. You know, again, social media is such a great forum for things like that to catch on like wildfire. And so it just takes a few of the right people adopting it to really get the word out very quickly. So.
Okay, is there a phone number that people can reach you if they don't have internet to go online to order, have access, or are you on social media?
We are on Twitter and Facebook.
Because
and
people
phone...
cannot, the Despina, you know, the funny thing is people can say they don't know how to work a computer, they can't go online and pay any bills, but they know how to do social media.
Right. But you know what? They can always go to their public library and use the internet for free. Most public libraries give you that ability. So, you know, where there's a will, there's a way. So we do have a phone number. It's 805-73-TEENS, T-E-E-N-S. And our Facebook page is Teens Drive Alert with an S. So it's facebook.com/teensdrivealert. And then on Twitter as well, we can be found.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, on the teensdrivealert.com.
Correct. And then our Twitter handle is at teensdrivealert.
Okay, so what's next for your nonprofit?
We are gearing up for, I don't even really know if it's okay to release this information just yet, but
okay,
we
well,
are working.
If it's something
I'm going to give
you
a little teaser. There's a world record. There's a little world record out there to be broken, and we are looking at how we can leverage that opportunity to be part of a world record in the Guinness Book of World Records related to parents and teens engaging in activities around creating awareness for teen driver safety. So it's probably about a year away. I'd like to see it rolled out. Teen Driver Safety Week is every year in October, so we've just passed that, and I'd like to see us target to make that happen for the upcoming Teen Driver Safety Week. I think it's an appropriate time to have it roll out.
You don't think it's a conflict having it in October with breast cancer and domestic violence?
Well, you know what's wild? I mean, they already have, it's a nationally recognized week, the teen driver safety. Yeah, so it wasn't my choice. The October thing wasn't my choice. It's the National Highway Traffic and Safety Administration have chosen that week, so we would just piggyback on what they're already doing. So, but yes, that is a month that is full of awareness for very important causes.
Mm-hmm. So the next step for you is?
To keep getting the word out and getting these devices in the hands of parents and on, you know, cars out on the road so people are not using these cell phones. We actually also created a website called tpad.org, And that is where the announcement for our world record breaking activity will be announced. It's TPAD stands for Teens and Parents Against Distracted Driving. And so that's just another place to for us to share some of the events that we're doing. So teensdrivealert.com is more related to our product, and TPAD is more related to the awareness and some of the resources and things that we have that we're working to make available to parents and teens.
Okay. Do you have, like, products such as T-shirts and stickers for to put on, like, magnets, I should say, magnets, to put on refrigerators and stuff to try and get the word out that this is something that can be used nationally, not just locally, and to get, what about nonprofits, the churches involved?
We have really been focusing on schools. We do have a few people who have talked about doing like a fundraiser for their youth group or something like that, to where that'll start tapping into churches. But we have some, for the promotional materials that we have mostly are some flyers that we have out, and they can be, you know, reproduced and circulated on social media. And even some of the, you know, the schools that we are in touch with and partnering with, they will put some of these flyers and marketing materials on their websites, on their homepages of their high school websites. So all the parents, so it doesn't necessarily have, it's not going to be confined to parents who attend meetings. It would be any parent that ever goes to the website to do anything related to their student in school. So far.
Mm.
I mean, if we really
okay, well,
have
this sounds
started
to be amazing.
It's a lot. It's very exciting. We really have started to take off about August this year. So it's real recent. That we've been starting to get a lot of traction. So there's a lot of exciting things, much more to come.
Yeah, have you connected with AAA?
We have been working to connect with a few of the car insurance agencies. So Allstate and State Farm do a lot related to teen driver safety. And so we do have some contacts with those two agencies. AAA, not so much as of now. We haven't had a lot of conversation with them. It's been mostly Allstate and State Farm.
Okay. Yeah, just throwing out some organizations that I feel that would be viable and that our listening audience could, you know, talk to some of their representatives and say, you know, have you heard about Teens Drive Alert and what it offers so that we can continue to fight from all avenues to intervene to help our children?
I'm sorry. Can you repeat that last little bit? I just had a visitor actually join me that just blew my he had a little distraction of my own. Our founder just walked in the door, so I don't know if you want to take a couple minutes and talk to him real quick.
Oh, Virgil is on the phone. Yeah, I was
Virgil's
getting a little
house.
Bit of feedback. So if he's
mm-hmm.
on the radio, if it's on the online and stuff, if he could just mute that because I was hearing some feedback. So, but my question was, and either one of you can answer that, is being that there are organizations and we have our listening audience all over, if they can go to their local representatives and also insurance agents and say, you know, there's this great product for teens, why not offer it to the parents that are signing
sure.
up kids?
What we're doing right now is there is a ban in 24 states on cell phone use while driving, which a lot of parents don't know. And what we're doing is, matter of fact, next week we have a email marketing blitz going to 16,247 parents in the state of Maryland that their kids got the driver's license over the last 18 months. That's our first statewide blitz. And the reason what we're doing is we're targeting particular states that have this no texting and cell phone use ban, because what most parents don't understand is these states that have engaged and made that a law, it is now a primary misdemeanor charge, which means it could be up to 30 days in prison. It's a permanent record. It's a permanent record on your child's that your child gets as far as for criminally. And also, it has the potential to disqualify them for any state, local, and federal job, because now you have a primary misdemeanor charge on your record. And each ticket could be anywhere from $125 to $500 for a first offense. So these are all the things that parents right now, when they, I mean, it was a secondary misdemeanor. What the difference is the police, when it was a secondary misdemeanor, the police could not pull you over if they saw you texting and driving. They had to pull you over for another violation, and then they said, well, your light was out on your signal. So we saw that, and then we also saw you texting, so they could give you charge. Now, if the police pulls up beside you in an unmarked car and a teenager is at the light, they could give them a primary misdemeanor charge right there, right on the spot. That ticket could be anywhere from $125 to $500. So that is huge. That is huge for kids who don't realize the impact of their future. And the impact of that decision. What I typically ask parents, I ask them one question when I come in. I ask them, who's prepared to get the call from the state trooper that your child's been in an accident and driving, and cell phone use while driving? Because as we know, cell phone use while driving is the number one cause of death for young people between 15 and 22 years old. So I asked them, if you're not prepared to receive that phone call today, what are you doing today to put yourself in a position to protect yourself and to protect your child? And that's the opening question there. And we're out at high schools every day. And what we notice in working with the high schools, you have to get the parents and the teenagers engaged. And there's a big struggle right now because teenagers don't want to.
Well, the struggle is parents don't allot any time to invest in their child after they feel they are of a certain age. They're too busy to participate in their lives.
That's true.
Or to even care.
And I'll tell you, I mean, you would be surprised, Ms. Valerie, how many parents, how it is such a fight. The number one punishment now for any teenager, and if there are parents out there listening, I don't even have to finish this. They already know what it is. But, Valerie, if you have older kids, like my son is 24, he's older, it's a whole new different generation. When I grew up, the number one punishment that we could have was your parents would tell you, oh, you're not going outside. Well, guess what the number one punishment is for middle school and teenagers? Hey, they take the cell phone away.
Take the cell phone. I know my granddaughter's phone was taken away from her.
I bet you she cried and cried and called you 50 times trying to get that phone back.
Yeah, she was like, wanting to use my house phone because she didn't have a cell phone, and then her mom grounded her from the house phone. So not having that phone is definitely a punishment that no teen wants to have.
No, you are absolutely right. And you would be surprised how much of a challenge it is, because parents, and we're in high schools every day, and parents are bartering, because they, you know, the teens take such a stance against parents telling them what to do with the phone, you know, even though the parent is paying the bill. It's like a big war. It's a war between the parents and the children that's out here in the field. And I don't quite understand that, because the parents are the one paying the bills. But the reality of it is the kids are saying, hey, you don't trust me, you don't trust me. So what we do is we took it a step further. We decided that, look, I mean, we're out not just selling a device. Our job every day is to educate parents and teenagers in awareness and prevention. This is all about awareness and prevention. We live in Orange County, Florida. We have, just listen at these numbers for a second. Over the last 4 years, from 2011 to 2015, we have over 2,900 crashes, 2,900 crashes a year, and the numbers are going up on average 9.5% every year. And we don't have one program in the county that, once the teenager gets their license, that gives them more information on how to be a safe driver and to prevent crashes. There's not one program. So I encourage every parent that's actually listening out there, no matter where you are in North America, challenge your local representatives, challenge the school, the safety department at school, and to get engaged with the Highway and Safety Administration, bring those local resources in to educate your kids on reducing how to become continuously improve their driving skills. Give them more information on it, because this is a serious matter, and no one is paying that much attention to it. And it's growing and growing rapidly. All you have to do is go to an elementary school and look at how many kids have a cell phone. Go to the middle school, and then those kids get 25, 30 hours of driver training when they get 15. They've been watching mom and dad on the cell phone every day for the last 7 years, 6 years. They're watching you every day, text. They're watching you on the phone. They call, talk to everybody. And then you have a very short window to tell them, don't text and drive. Don't use your cell phone and drive. Then they take these 20 hours of driver education class, and you put them on the road.
Wow. Well, as again, we always run out of time on Hot Topics from the Soul, but Despina, you know, thank you so much for being, I guess, and sharing here with us, and also Virgil for stepping in and giving the statistics and really putting it in our face that we've got to be more proactive in what we do. And if you can give out that website once again and contact information so that they can reach out to you. And also, I remind our listeners that if you miss any information, take this recording. You can go to the website, download it, and email it to a friend of yours with children. Email it, email it, email it.
Yes, and I will say this last piece. If you go to our resources page, click on the resources, there is a handbooklet on there from the Florida Highway and Safety Administration. It's the best piece of information that we give out for awareness and prevention to parents. It's a lot of information that every parent that's listening, if you just work through that workbook in your conversations that you have, and take that whole workbook as an opportunity to be able to share and engage with your teen driver. And if you complete that, it'll make them a better driver and a more aware driver on the road.
Thank you so much. Virgil Blocker, teensdriversalert.com. Good night.
Yes.
God bless. Listen to you next week on Hot Topics from the Soul. Good night.
Yes. Yes.